It won't be too long. It's already long enough. The passages. Just one short message I got. Jesus is inviting us to follow him. So we follow him to Jerusalem. He didn't choose for the cross. It's the will of the Father invited him. He said his yes, not his choice. The only choice is to the will of the Father. Just all of us are following him. Each one of us, we are called to follow him, to obey, or to follow the will of the Father for each one of us. We're different. The will of God for us is different. Just like the sun of all the rays to the earth, we are all come from the sun, but different rays. We are different. No matter how, if we follow his direction, we are doing his will. So all the time, Jesus was telling his disciples, I go to Jerusalem. That's his distinction, destination, his goal. For him, Jerusalem is a place where he offered himself. He said his yes. So even the disciples told him, don't do that. We can see in a safe place. He says, no. This is the place I have to go. So each one of us, we learn from Jesus, have the courage to say yes. We share something about the cross of Christ. We don't have to carry the whole cross of Christ. We don't have this grace. But we have the grace to follow part of the cross of Christ. Those who follow me will carry your cross. That's what Jesus says. All his mission. Different crosses, little crosses. So we offer our little crosses together with him, of his. And together, Father, for you, for the sinners, each one of us participate this salvific act of the Lord. We are his body. We are the body of Christ. We receive the Holy Communion. We receive his blood, his body. We are one mind, one heart with him. So we share not only the crosses, but also the mission that all may be saved, that all may be one. This is our mission. We share his mission. We have little crosses. So today I invite all of you to pledge our loyalty towards Christ on the cross. Say our yes with courage. All the crosses that's given to us, we have sufficient grace to carry it. Don't worry about that you don't have the strength. We all have the strength. Jesus is suffering. Can't imagine. But he has his grace to carry his cross. We too. So thank Jesus. Give us this special grace. First of all, we are saved through his offering. Then we are invited to share his suffering. Let all more people share his grace. Today there are so many people who are not listening to his word, not listening to the will of the Father. We pray and pay for them. Let us together hold our hand together in Jesus' hand and walk together. One direction, the will of the Father. In front of you.